DA notes a study published by the University of Cape Town that estimates the cost of the illicit tobacco trade to the South African economy at approximately 119 billion rand in lost excise and VAT revenue. This is a reflection of a failing government. South Africa is grey-listed by the Financial Action Task Force as a result of its inability to implement the financial rules that it already has in place. There is zero political will to resolve this problem. Government has not made any progress in resolving the outstanding issues that were raised by the Financial Action Task Force, and specifically the flow of illicit funds through South Africa. By not addressing the illicit tobacco trade, government is demonstrating its sheer incompetence and disinterested in the welfare of the people of South Africa. South African households are battling a never-ending cost of living crisis brought to it by a government that has made the wrong policy choices. Government could very easily cut the tax on fuel and expand the zero VAT rated basket of food if it collected the revenue that it could get from the tobacco industry, and if it eradicated the illicit industry that it has no interest in doing. It made the problem far worse during the COVID lockdown by banning the sale of cigarettes, which actually expanded the illicit trade in cigarettes significantly.